606 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Ray Gustafson and Tim Dunai in front of the microphones tonight. This is Robotics Roundtable, our weekly Tuesday night show, and it's brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And as always on Tuesday nights, or almost always on Tuesday nights, except for last week, Tim Dunai joins me. How you doing tonight, Tim?
I'm doing excellent, Ray. How are you doing?
Just excellent. And that, is there any better than excellent?
Outstanding.
Or outstanding. There you go.
How's that?
Yeah, I'm outstanding in my field. I was out in the cornfield
you
the other day.
You could be outstanding.
Yeah, I was outstanding in the field. Yeah, okay, that's enough on that. So
yeah, I'd
wow,
think so.
Tim, we had an amazing couple of weeks in regards to robotics, and we want to talk about that tonight. What are we also going to be talking about? We've got some final statistics to give out, and I like saying that word, statistics. That's a tough
emphasis,
one to say.
Emphasis, statistics.
Yeah, statistics.
we've had an amazing couple of months.
Yeah, it's
really culminated in the last couple of weeks, especially for some of the teams that are in the room, and then just teams that we've had in the area. We've had an outstanding season for robotics and the growth of these students over the last couple of weeks, but it seems like just yesterday it was the first weekend of January and we started this competition and you and I were talking about, well, what do we do for season two? And
right,
we're at the finale now.
I know. This is our last show of the season. We'll pick it up again, I guess, next end of January, first part of February with another edition as we go through robotics again. By the way, before we get into this, Tim, I do want to mention we're not only on air right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, we're also on Facebook Live if you'd like to see. We've got the studio filled. I think we've got about 28 people in what seems like it here.
It sounds like 28.
It seems like it. We're kind of cramped in here like sardines. If you go to the Facebooks and find 94.9 or News Talk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM News, just search any of those. You can watch on the camera with us tonight. I think we've already got a dozen or so more people watching. The cool thing about it is if you've got some comments or if you've got some questions about robotics, please post those. We'd love reading those. And if you've got to give a shout out to anybody in the studio with us tonight, we'll read those on the air. And so just have some fun with us. It's our last show of the season until we pick it up again next year. So go to Facebook and have some fun with us. So, Tim, who do we have in the studio tonight and what are we talking about?
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to let the ladies introduce themselves here, representing two teams, Team 4237, Team Lancebot, and they've got some information they'll probably want to share with us about their experience this past weekend in St. Louis, and then also Team 2959, the CW Tech Robotarians, who even though they didn't go compete in St. Louis, they've been busy continuing on basically everything that is good about FIRST and their outreach into the community. So I'm going to start to my left. And I'll slide the microphone over. Just introduce yourself.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jessica Chang. I'm from Taiwan, and I'm from Team 2959, and I'm also the only exchange student in that team. So that's pretty cool.
I would say the only exchange student I'm aware of in Southwest Michigan, right, Dale? So more than just the team. So welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm from 4237 Team Lancebot.
I'm Kara. I'm from 2959 Team Robotarians.
I'm Emma from Team 4237.
Hey, I'm Eva. I'm from 2959 the Robotarians.
And I won't even tell anybody, Eva, that you had to look over at Kara's shirt to make sure you got the team number and the name right.
Oh, Eva.
I wouldn't call you out on that at all. So
I didn't have to. I just did.
So Ray,
here you go.
Ray had highlighted a little bit. We talked about the last 2 weeks have been pretty exciting. Last year was the final year that we had a single FIRST championship. And this year, we because of the growth of FIRST, it actually exploded into two separate championships, a championship in Houston, which I was fortunate enough to go participate as a judge advisor for one of the fields, the Newton Field down there. 401 teams, FRC teams, the FIRST Robotics Competition teams participated down there. And then a week later in St. Louis, where Team Lancebot was a participant, there were 409 additional teams that participated. So this year we had 810 high school teams participating. Last year, about 675 or so, right, Dale?
Yeah.
So phenomenal growth. So I want to kind of turn it over to Emma and Maddie and maybe tell us about the experience of This was the first year for you guys to participate at state competition and then participating at St. Louis. And maybe, Emma, if you would start out maybe a little bit, your first impressions.
At St. Louis, it was definitely huge. It was unexpected. One moment that I recall that was really cool was one of the speakers at the opening ceremony that had a dress that was completely robotic, and I thought that was really cool.
So who was where were they from?
I do not recall where they were
just
from.
Just the robotic dress caught you, the robotic dress.
Yeah.
And that was your first, this because you're a freshman, this is your first experience at all with any of that, whether it's the state or anything. Maddie, this is your second year, correct?
Yeah.
So were you kind of prepped? You guys were at Saginaw for the Michigan State Championship, so you got to see multiple fields. What's the difference between Saginaw and St. Louis?
Well, not only was St. Louis worldwide, but it was just larger in every aspect. There was stuff for the first Lego League, first Tech Challenge. There was the Innovation Fair. When you walked into the arena, like, it was just a wow factor. Like, it was kind of dark, you know, not too many lights on. So it was drawing your focus to the individual fields. And then just, like, overall, it was, like, so much larger, but there was still that first family kind of feel to it.
So where did the competition, the first robotics competition, what building did it take place in?
It was in the dome in St. Louis.
So normally a football dome that we would see. And then how many fields of competition did you guys see out there?
There were six total for the districts.
Six. So each one of those divisional fields, if you will, there's a name based upon a scientist or technologist or somebody in history. What field did Team Lancebot participate on?
We were on Carson. Yeah, Carson.
Okay, the Carson field. And there was about 67, 68 teams total participating. So how did Team Lancebot do in that competition?
Actually, overall in the Carson field, we ranked eighth and then got pulled up to be the sixth Alliance captain.
So eighth out of 60-some teams. And on your field, tell me where some of the teams were from geographically.
I know that we had one team from Taiwan there. There was one or two Canadian teams. So it definitely wasn't just All-American at our field.
It kind of changes it when it's a global. I mean, we've talked about FIRST being this global program that exists out there. Kind of changes it for you guys when you get to go there and you get to interact with, because now some of these random alliances that you're a part of, these are students from other countries that really make it. So do you recall if you had any partners or alliance partners throughout the competition where you were competing with anyone from any other country?
During the alliance selections, we actually selected the Taiwan team to be part of our alliance selection.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys know what the name is?
Their name was...
Or a team number.
Zero. Raid Zero was their team.
So we're going to have to do a little research afterwards. And we kind of tie these things back together. And actually, Ray, there's a neat story we had before I left for Houston. We had a couple of the folks here from the Average Joes, and Luis was on the was a participant. And Luis, when I told him one of the teams that was going to be on the field that I was going to be a judge advisor for, he knew students from that area. He was from that area originally. So he sent them a message, and I was able to show that and interact. So it was kind of tying everything together, even from the little southwest corner of Michigan.
So we got a quick couple of questions. Let's see. John Schmidt said robotic dress was from Qualcomm. What does that mean?
Any clue?
That was one of the sponsors of the entire FIRST event.
Got it.
Yeah, one of the lead sponsors. And then also, I believe, the lead sponsor for FIRST Tech Challenge, mm-hmm. I believe, is Qualcomm.
And another question from Kim Schmidt on Facebook Live. What was the team from Taiwan? Can we answer that one?
We're going to find that one. Team 4253 out of Taipei.
Okay. Yep. Lewis looked that up. Thank
Look
you,
at
Lewis.
That. Wow, we've got a research staff. That's Man. Awesome, Ray. When did that happen?
We are jamming here. We've got our crack research team on. We're on top of everything. So this is Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We are here on Tuesday night. We'll be here till 7 o'clock talking robotics, talking about the world competitions. We've got a couple of the teams in the studio. And it's all being brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We're also on Facebook Live, and so if you'd like to tune in and post a question or a comment, looks like we've got Randall said what? What was that one, Tim? He said we grab that microphone there.
This is awesome.
Gus Team 228.
Gus Team 228.
Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, we love your comments on Facebook. On Facebook Live, just find WSJM, and we'll pass those comments along and answer any questions that you have as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more Robotics Roundtable in a moment right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Six 19 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We're on the air till 7 o'clock tonight, our final show for robotics of the season. We're also on Facebook Live right now if you'd like to follow along. We've got a camera in the studio. It's we blew the budget on the camera. It's just a stationary one, but you can kind of see some of the fun. Everybody's waving at the camera right now, so if you'd like to tune in on Facebook Live, just look for 94.9 WSJM.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can see us wave. Yeah, it's on about a 30-second delay from the live. So, if you'd like to tune in, we get all kinds of hearts and things going across the screen. People liking things. Tim, if they've got comments, and we've had quite a few come in tonight, we've got quite a few people watching on Facebook Live. We're having a good time and invite you to tune in to stay with us here on air and follow us on Facebook Live as well and post any comments or questions that you have about tonight's show.
So let's give a quick recap. We talked a little bit about with Team Lance about and how well they did. But locally to the area, and I want to say Southwest Michigan, mm-hmm. A very successful season. We had five teams that participated at the World's Competition. The Average Joes participated. They lost, I think, in the semifinals on their field. They lost to the world champion, which is Team 2767 Strike Force out of Kalamazoo, who we had last year on the radio.
Right.
We had,
right.
Kelsey and Hannah on the radio at the state competition last year. So it was a lot of fun when you have a personal connection with some of these people to see them do very well. Also, the Cassopolis Robo Rangers participated down there. And then Tupaw R Robotics out of Paw Paw. Mm-hmm. And then the final one would be the Green Engineers out of Berrien Springs. There were six different fields. They participated on the Tesla field. They won the Tesla field.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
We went from that team, I think we had we talked with them last year, and we weren't certain how many members that they were going to have on the team. And even as a small team, they did phenomenally well. And they participated on the overall final field, which is the Einstein field, and did very well. I think somebody told me that their alliance finished fifth overall. Mm-hmm. So in Southwest Michigan, the presence is continuing to grow. The success is continuing to grow. But some of the things we want to talk about now are not only the successes that are tied to how the robots do, but it's the outreach that we do.
Right.
Behind me, we won't let him talk here, but we can talk about him a little bit, is Dale Quatrain from Team 2959. I've known Dale now for 6-7 years through robotics, and we've got a friendship that's grown basically because of our passion for robotics and continuously how we can reach out to the students and give them the best opportunity to be exposed to this and then take the skill sets that they've learned and blossom wherever they may. And Dale's got quite a number of students who are doing very successful, taking the word of first and continuing on. So kudos to Dale and mentors like him throughout the area. There's way too many to mention, and since he's right here, we figured we might as well mention him.
Yeah. And Tim, so for people who, you know, we've been doing this show now, this is our ninth show, I think, that we've done since we started this season. And we're just happy to do it, happy to promote robotics here in Southwest Michigan and just the whole robotics in general. For people who have not had a chance to ever witness a competition, and I'd like the students to chime in, what's it like, and just pull the mic over, whichever, what's it like to the first time you ever went to a competition, when you went into that auditorium or that gymnasium or wherever the competition was held, when you first walked into that room and you saw everybody, somebody, what was that feeling? Was it a little bit intimidating?
Oh, I'm Jessica. It was absolutely bizarre. I think that was so cool. Oh my gosh. And like the lights and like everything, it's like a live TV, like a live concert with robotics, with robots. It's like so cool.
I'm Kara. It was kind of terrifying because I didn't know what I was doing, and it was just scary.
Scary how so?
Like a scary good, but like scary nervous because you didn't know anybody but the people on your team, and you like had to talk to people and understand what they need and everything.
Right. How long did it take you to get past that feeling?
Probably maybe an hour or so, and then got used to like the people around our pit area because I was always there because I'm the safety captain. So like I had to work with people and just it got better throughout the day.
So how many people were in that room that you were in? I mean, could you even guess? I mean, was it
more than half full.
Was it full? I mean, yeah. People in costumes and
some were in costumes, some weren't. Some were just standing around, not doing anything. But you know, that's the pits.
Cool. So what was it like?
Okay, so for me being a freshman this year, I have never taken part in a robotics team before, and I walked into the St. Joe competition this year, which was our first district event, and I saw all these teams trying to cram into the stands, and I was just like, oh my lord, there's so many people here.
Had you seen that many people before at any Lakeshore St. Joe basketball game in that same gym?
Maybe more a football game.
Okay. Well, yeah,
so a little
football bigger
size inside the indoor arena. Okay.
I'm Eva, and I was on the middle school team first, and I remember when I walked in first on the middle school team, there was no preparation for that. We just kind of walked in, and it was there in your face. There's all these people there. And I guess I didn't realize how big robotics was at the time. And even the first high school one this year, I was a little overwhelmed because it's a bit bigger. And there's mascots running around in front of you.
Sure.
And, you know, it was overwhelming because I didn't realize how big this was.
But I'm guessing by the time you went to your second competition, you were ready for that.
And, oh yeah.
And then it just continues to grow. Competition size to competition size.
About an hour into each competition, I got over the overwhelming and the weirdness of the mascots.
You don't ever get over it.
I know some people who have a fear of mascots and they never get over that.
There was a left shark at the one competition.
Yep.
And I remember I even like pointed it out. I'm like, is that somebody's mascot or did somebody come here in just that outfit?
It could honestly be both. So
yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit because there's so much that we want to cover, but I want to talk a bit about all of you are underclassmen, so we're looking at continuing on, and the season for robotics, high school robotics, has kind of ended. So now there's that piece where we're working on what are we going to do for the upcoming season. And the reason that I brought in that we asked to have the two teams represented here is Sunset Coast Robotics Alliance out of Southwest Michigan is a group of teams that get together to try to take the community aspect of the competition and bring it out into the real world every day. And one of those pieces is the first Lego League competition that is hosted by Team Lancebot, and then the first Tech Challenge that is hosted by the CW Tech Robotarian. So I want to talk a little bit. Let's go Team Lancebot. Talk a little bit about the Lego League competition and what you've seen being a part of that.
The first year on the Lancebot Mania, which is our Lego League competition that we hold at the middle school, it took a little while to get used to it because it was all over my old school. And so
this is at the middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from the two fields being in the gym to their forms of pits with their like presentations that they put on down in like the media center lobby area, it was like a wow factor that they take up so much space. And I kind of got to thinking, like, how much space are we gonna take? And over the course of the entire day, you got warmed up to seeing the teams cheering on their people running the robot. You got used to seeing just everyone running and walking more so from place to place.
Safety captain says.
Safety captains walk, don't run. Yes.
So I'm curious, Emma, did you get to go to this past year to the Lancerbot?
Yeah, I actually volunteered to lead a team around us.
So here's what I'm curious about is Maddie's experienced it twice. What did you see from the student standpoint that they get out of this? Because this is more than just they built a robot. I mean, how did the kids take to that? And from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, if you were with that team?
At the beginning of the day, they were really nervous and they were kind of shy and didn't really want to talk much. But I guess that's kind of how it is. You have a high schooler that you've never met before leading you around, trying to get you to place. But after they got the robot out on their little field for the first time, they started to warm up and they were cheering each other on. And I think I had just a touch more energy than they did. But by the end of the day, they were cheering right along with me and it was really fun.
And I'm going to ask this thing, Kara, too, you know, the First Tech Challenge event, which is, you know, we're talking Lego League is the elementary, upper elementary. First Tech Challenge is that middle school, and Eva, that's what you've participated in. So did you see the similar kind of things with the students there where they're a little bit nervous at first, and then how did they grow into it? And then also, what did you see from their abilities? I mean, if you were walking around at all to see some of the students and some of the skill sets that they have.
Well, first off, they were kind of nervous because, like, the pits, like, we didn't have a big enough area for the pits, so they were along the bleachers, and they were, like, close to each other, and they were working on the robots and trying to get along with each other to get parts for the robots that they needed. But throughout the day, they kind of became good friends, as I saw, and they, like, always went to each other when they needed something.
So did you kind of see some of the camaraderie that you see of the pits that you have? I mean, so even at their age, you know, they start to, I guess what I've always kind of admired is the fact that you see these kids that don't understand what the word no means. Mm-hmm. They seem to find a way to do things, whether it's programming or putting together pieces of their robot. Eva, what did you see? I mean, and being a part of that in, you know, middle school, what was your experience like there?
Well, when I started out, it was a new concept because with any other sport, you have another team and you're trying to beat them. With robotics, you have another team and sure, if they're on the other alliance, you're trying to beat them. But in the pits, if somebody needs a bolt, a wrench, anything, somebody is going to give it to them. And if they don't have it, they'll say, you know, I think I saw that in somebody else's pit. Why don't you go over there and ask them?
So there's a teamwork amongst everybody. It's very common for you guys to see that.
Yes.
This is News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. Tim, we're live on the air, but we're also on Facebook Live. We've got a bunch of comments coming in. And put your glasses on. I know you're half, you're blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. What did we get about the Team 228? What was what was that comment about?
So there was one. Gus from Team 228 says hi and wants people to know we don't just build robots. We help kids build our future. And that's part of what I was hoping to get here is discussion. I mean, the skill sets that we're talking about and this relationship that the students have for each other, that is something that they can take well beyond whatever they're doing, you know, if mm-hmm. it's science, technology related or whatever. It's how to treat each other.
Right.
And there is the saying, it's more than teams building robots, it's robots building teams.
Right.
And it's this good feeling that we get. That's the reason why Dale, myself, and you're, you know, participating in something like this is because mm-hmm. of the good feeling it gives us to be a part of this and to have students at this age and younger recognize what they're experiencing. That's mm-hmm. that's one of the amazing things about FIRST Robotics.
Douglas posted on Facebook Live here, one thing that has really struck me is the friendships that are formed between teams during the last matches between playing by the Green Engineers. One row of the dome was filled with Green Engineers, Average Joes, Lancebots, Robo Rangers, all rooting for Berrien Springs and all friends because of First. Boy, that's a powerful message right there.
Yeah.
So when was the last football game that you were at where Lakeshore was cheering on St. Joe along with...
yeah, tell me about it.
Along really. With Cassopolis.
Yeah.
And my children have participated in athletics, and there's a lot that can be learned from that. This isn't a knock against us, but this is a whole different level of sport and participation and camaraderie that continues after the events. After the events.
Yeah, that's big. Chad says, that's my angel. So I don't know who Chad is talking about.
Chad Ring.
Yep. And Randall says, yes, this is the only sport that the team against you is also the team that will help you repair your robots. So,
yeah,
wow, some really good messages coming through.
And if my wife is listening, I don't know who Chad is, and I don't know if he called me an angel. Sorry.
Somebody even knows.
Yeah. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We appreciate you chiming in on Facebook Live and listening. This is our last show of the season, and we'll take a break and be back with more Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM in just a moment. Six 38 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai. This is Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and Kettering University. This is our last show of the season, and we're having a good time. We're also on Facebook Live, Tim, as you know, and boy, we're getting a lot of comments coming in tonight. Kim said that we can't say thank you enough to the mentors for endless hours of support and help teaching our daughter skills that have changed her life. Thank you again. Chad chimed in and said, whoops, I think I embarrassed her.
There goes Eva.
And then he came back and he said, by the way, I'd like to mention there are never enough seats in the stands for everyone. Likes go out to the Average Joes, my team. Randall came back and said, I also like to comment that this is the only sport that awards teams for gracious professionalism, design and engineering, chairman's awards, and much more to teach the kids the aspect of life. So thanks for the comments. We are on Facebook Live. If you'd like to follow along, just go on to Facebook, look for News Talk 94.9 WSJM, and you'll be able to find us and see what's going on. I think this it's our last show, like we said, Tim. I think we've had, looking at the numbers, Lewis, what are we, I think we're blowing Facebook off the charts here tonight with all the people checking in and following. I think we've reached several thousands of people and had almost as many views and people checking in. So if you'd like to see what's going on, you can check in there. Tim, it's something that we normally do in the third segment. We give them an opportunity to go, hey.
Oh, the wheels are falling off tonight, folks. This is the opportunity that we're going to let you guys to give a shout out. But I want to jump in real quick because the show is going really well. And if I don't get a chance to do this, I want to give a shout out to Ray and Lewis because this started up last year with Beth. Beth Anderson helping to get this thing kicked off. You guys have been phenomenal. The support that we continue to have and the growth that we've had, we could not thank you guys enough. So I'm sure time would run out at the end. I did want to say that. And I think we've said it a couple times, Ray, this has become more of a friendship, and it's about we see the benefit that all these kids have. So again, thank you guys for the time and the opportunity.
I'm just glad that we here at the radio station can afford this time to be able to promote robotics and support it any way, shape, or form as we can to try to get the word out to support the kids, because that's what this is all about.
Excellent. So enough of the sappy old guys.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna start with Jessica. We're gonna let you give a shout out to anybody you want.
Give me a Kleenex here.
Hey, Chinese Taipei. I'm very proud of you guys to go to Worlds Competition.
Wave at the camera.
I'm gonna go see you guys sometimes. And thank you, my parents, for letting me come to this exchange program and come to this Michigan Lutheran High School and come to Team Robotarians. And thank you, Robotarians, for teaching me so much hands-on things. I really learned a ton here. I love you guys. I'm going to miss you guys so much when I go back to Taiwan.
Skype, don't worry.
Oh, hey, I'll Skype you guys.
I just want to say thanks to my dad because he's the reason why I'm able to get to and from robotics all the time.
I would like to thank all the mentors and students that's helped make this a fun season and make me want to stay in it more.
Make sure you wave at the Facebook camera, too, when you guys are giving a shout-out to your friends. Come on. So they're watching here. We don't have any, she doesn't have any friends.
All right. I want to say thank you to my mom and dad.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Mom's right there behind me.
Okay.
If it wasn't for them, we probably would be eating pizza all the time. Let's just be honest there.
No, we would.
Yeah.
You're done. You're good.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the students and mentors who are working on our float for the Blossom Time Parade.
And made us food.
And yeah, that also made us food. And because they've worked very hard and it looks amazing. So if you have time to go to the Blossom Time Parade and see it, it's great.
This Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
You know, Tim, every time we do the shout-out, there's always a couple in here that say, thanks for all the food. I think they were fed fairly well throughout the whole season. Am I wrong on that?
I'm going to tell you, as a volunteer, and especially at the St. Joe competition, we eat well.
We had a mix-up where somebody brought double servings of pizza, like double the amount that
you
we
had
needed.
Me at double.
You
had me at double. You
say that like a bad thing.
We had a lot of people.
We ate all of it, though. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Hey, who's who's Jill Chapman?
She's one of our students' moms. Or
okay, she says. She says hi, Jessica, Kara, and Eva on Facebook. So wanted to give a
Jill.
She gave you a shout out.
There you go. So we did want to highlight, and I think some of the students mentioned it here too. Is probably another shout out that goes out would be to Dean Kamen, the founder of FIRST.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
So without him. My wife might get to see me a little bit more, so I don't know. But I mean, for having the forethought and you know the intuition to come up with this program, it has taken off well beyond I think anything he probably could have ever imagined. And one of the things that helps is we talked about the mentors and the students and the sponsors and all those pieces, but every bit of that is just the volunteers and the volunteers. Kind of come out to see the event, or maybe because of community service, they do a little volunteer work, and then they end up hooked on in. So we're going to talk a little bit with Kara about volunteering. How did you get involved?
I got to chime in. So
oh, no.
Randall just chimed in on Facebook. He said, the kids treat their mentors great with food. I think I gained about 20 pounds this year.
Yes.
Wouldn't be surprising.
That's true. That's true.
Thanks, Randall. Oh, Chad says he gained 10.
I took both theirs and combined them.
So.
So, Kara, how did you become involved?
Well, Sienna Q's daughter, she kind of roped me and my friend up at school going, hey, come help out with this event, the middle school event. And we're like, sure, we'll come check it out. And so we were working it, and I'm very enthusiastic, so I'm always hyper and happy. And one of the mentors, Mr. Russell, came up to me going, why aren't you on the team? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm still debating. And so he was kind of pressuring, but he was kind of trying to get me on, and so was Sienna. So I was like, I gave in. I was like, fine, I'll come check it out and see what it's about. And I stuck.
That's one, that's not Mr. Russell trying to intimidate. That's just Kevin. That's just Kevin. That's Kevin saying hi in church right there.
If it was anybody else, it would be intimidating, but to him, it's just him.
It's just him. And I can tell that you've bought in because you have the Robotarians shirt on, so you're part of the team.
I'm part of the team now.
Great.
Got one more year.
So what are you looking forward to? I mean, now the first tech challenge that's coming up, how would you go talk to any of the students, the young students, or their parents about getting involved and what the benefits of getting involved are? I'm just curious.
I would say, it's a lot of work, but the more effort you put in, the more fun you're going to have in the end, because you can make it to state in the world and just go beyond that and like compete in college, because they still have robotic teams in college, and it's just a fun opportunity to see what you can do.
If I just open it up to any of you to kind of say, I mean, what are the benefits that you could probably share with either upper elementary school kids or middle school, even other high school kids about what you've gained out of being a part of the first robotics team. Go ahead, Maddie.
I've personally, like, gained a place in my school. Like, robotics, the kids and the mentors on that team have almost become like a family to me, partly because I'm spending all of my time with them, but also partly because, like, we are always trying to make sure that we are growing and expanding our knowledge and that we're always doing something. We're never just sitting around, like, just wasting our time. We always have a project that we're working on.
So if the project is not necessarily about the robot, in the off season, what kind of projects do you guys do?
Well, we fix our past season's robot because we do fall events. And then we also work on things like our summer camp for like late elementary, early middle school kids. I think that's about it. We in the fall, we prep for the next season.
So even though we're a couple of days past the season ending, we're already preparing, whether it's outreach or whatever. And the fact that these students have the forethought to think that far ahead, you and I were probably just thinking, let's just get school done and we're good to go for the summer.
I'm trying to decide what to have for dinner tonight. 6:48 here at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll be back with more, our final segment of Robotics Roundtable, in just a moment right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 WSJM 651. This is Robotics Roundtable. Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai. We are being brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. This is our final Robotics Roundtable of the season, and we're having some fun. We've got candy flying around the room and a lot of comments coming in on Facebook. Let's see here. Randall said, oh, yeah, we were talking about food earlier. He said, doesn't help that Praline's Ice Cream was one of our sponsors. who's Mr. Washington? Maddie's project this summer is learning C++ and developing a sense of humor. What's that about? Oh, did I just call you out on the, I shouldn't have read that one on the air?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Washington is a mentor on our team. Mark Washington, his son, is the captain of our programming team.
Mark was on last week with you guys.
That's right. That's right.
And the one thing he's wrong about is that I'm not learning C++. I'm learning Java. But the anti-jokes are still coming, Mr. Washington.
There you go.
C++ is better.
Let's see here. From a parent standpoint, it's a lot of work and time away from school and home, but it's worth every minute. Emma has learned so much and has met so many people from her school, community, and around the world. Your kids will learn so much from each level of first. And a couple other comments. It's just amazing. These are the comments I'm getting in. Tim, what's one of your comments that you got?
Candy Crush Soda Saga. Charlotte McGowan has sent me a request. So,
oh, hey, there's Tim's comments that are coming in on his Facebook
Food,
page.
Food, candy, so. It all ties together here. So. Cool.
All right, as we head into the home stretch of our final show of the season, Tim, we got to get some final comments and thoughts in.
So the home stretch, we're going to let the kids give a little bit of a wrap-up, but I want to hit a couple of things that are happening quickly because we've just finished the competition season, but already we're on to the next phase, and that is the outreach piece that happens. The CW Tech Robotarians are talking about participating in Blossom Time Parade. At the very first weekend in June, we will have the Maker Faire, St. Joe Maker Faire.
Right.
Last year, we had 14 teams from high school down to FLL Junior participating, and we're hoping to have a large presence again. So that's part of the outreach. So if anybody's listening, been listening to us throughout this entire season, if you'd like to see a little bit of hands-on about what the students are participating in, come down there. Kids will have the opportunity to drive robots, to talk to the teams about their experiences. We'll also have a presence at the Berrien County Youth Fair, both the high school team. And last year we had a little bit of a hiccup, but we're going to have anything from Lego League Junior all the way up to the First Tech Challenge middle school. So we'll have quite a few of those.
Fantastic. So again, this is Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I do have to ask, a question kind of came in, or maybe it was a statement. Does FIRST give out scholarships to some of the kids then?
FIRST does give out scholarships, about $50 million worth of scholarships that are available. And this year, at the beginning of the St. Joe competition, we had Kettering University, that's one of our sponsors, took the opportunity to highlight four students who were selected. To each of those received a $22,500 scholarship. So those were announced at the kickoff of the St. Joe event. A couple of local students, Amelia Ostick, won one of those. And then we had... I'm forgetting Mr. Kyle Vanderwide. There we go. He's headed to Kettering, and he won a $5,000 scholarship. So the money is out there for the students, the opportunities for them, the scholarships are real. I think we saw one of the statements there that the Killer Bees have actually received more in scholarship dollars than what their team budget is. And, and Dale, roughly, a team budget for CW Tech is?
About $50,000 a year.
Okay. So
the
$50,000 that the team puts together, and these kids go out and help raise the money for that, if it comes back in students receiving about that amount in scholarships, I would say from a mentor standpoint, it's time well spent. So
very, very cool. So good.
So we did have somebody that wants to say hi to their mom. So we're going to let Jessica talk here.
Hello, Mom. I'm here in Robots Roundtable, and this is really cool. I get to get on the radio. I always wanted to come in, too.
There you go.
And, yeah. Thank you so much. And my dad, too.
Dad always gets the late push there.
There you go. There you go. So, and look at all the hearts going across on, and the likes going across on Facebook Live with your comment there. That was
that
really
on
cool.
The delay? The hearts were that for was, me?
Yeah,
that's
no.
What I thought.
I think, no, therefore your comment about Candy Crush.
There we go. Thank you, Maddie. So I would like to give you ladies the opportunity to just kind of say, you know, what you're headed, where you're headed doing based upon what you've done with FIRST Robotics, your exposure to it. Has it given you any direction on what you might want to do as you continue on through high school and even after high school? And we have a short amount of time.
About 2 minutes left.
We'll start across the row from me here.
And the question was...
What have you gained out of FIRST Robotics that's given you a direction you might have?
I gained it's basically a second family, as Maddie said, because you're living with these people for basically the whole build season. And even in the off season with whether it's camps or parades or the like, you're living with these people. They become your family, and it's having that second family and also having this bigger family of FIRST that you can talk to, you can branch out and meet people from around the world. It's like having somebody no matter where you are.
Very cool. Go ahead, Emma.
I definitely have gained some direction in the path of where I would like to major in during college, and it's kind of nice to know just being a freshman, so...
What is that path, you think?
I'm either going to be more towards electrical engineering or agri-science.
Okay.
So. In college, I hope to join a robotics team along with my profession I choose to go into, because they don't kind of mix. But I would love to do it on the side, because it's super fun. You meet a lot of people.
Yep. Maddie?
Being on the build team this year made me realize how much I love building things and working with my hands. So next year I signed up to be in machine tool, which even though that's taking up 2 hours of my school day, it's going to be worth it. And I think I'm going to learn a lot for becoming a civil engineer.
Very good.
That's cool.
Okay. And I actually learned a lot about how to speak English, I guess, because I talked a lot to the judges explaining how a robot goes. And also... it focused me on, I would like to be an engineer, mechanical engineer, I think, in the future of, this robotics. And also, this made me, the second host family in robotics for now.
And I'm going to say also then, now Jessica knows that there's a team that's in Taiwan, too, because at your kickoff, it was that we kind of introduced it to her that there was even a FIRST robotics team in that area. Mm-hmm. So... That's been a great opportunity. I'm going to say for all of you, one of the things you can also do now is just a little bit down the road, you can turn around and become a volunteer, a mentor, and for me, that's one of the probably one of the most awesome things is I get to see a lot of these students that turn around and become mentors, and you see what it means to them. The family aspect of it, that's a powerful thing to be right. a part of, no matter where you're at. To see the alumni groups that continue to grow and the great things that these kids will do. So I know it reinforces for Dale and myself the amount of time that we spend with a program like this when we get to spend time with students like this.
Fantastic. Tim, as always, my friend, been a great season talking robotics here on the radio and talking with you off the air about it as well. This is our final show for Robotics Roundtable. We'll be back next season. We thank you so much for all your support and helping out robotics here in Southwest Michigan. It's all been brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools.
Everybody wave to the camera.
Everybody wave at the camera, and we'll talk to you in a year.